This is episode 110 on February 13th, 2015.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other stuff. I am Joseph Ferreira.
I am Matt Hoffman.
And I'm Mark Sadowski.
And not with us is Maud Byrne or Shannon Guy. Dang it. Who's watching the chat room?
I'm watching the chat room today.
Woohoo! How many people are in the chat room?
A whole ton of people. Let's just leave it at that. More than I can count.
That is awesome.
Yeah. It helped. I put out the word on Facebook that we were doing a live show at 9:30, and we actually had people show up. So I think that's our key to getting people to listen to the show live with us.
What a novel concept. Tell them when we're actually recording.
And actually like 2 hours before. not like 5 minutes.
That is strange.
Yeah.
So how are you guys doing? I think I do have to say I'm excited about this episode because of what we talked about last week. But Matt, let's start with you. How was your week?
It was fine, but I got to say I'm not excited to talk about this.
Oh,
not as excited as you guys are.
Oh, yeah.
We'll cover that shortly.
That's right. How about you, Mark?
I'm just so damn sick of this weather. I am like absolutely miserable. The sicknesses that my children have acquired over their course of their career in preschool and daycare have now come to fruition in me, and I am just feeling all sorts of wonderful goodness inside my sinuses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that reminds me. Right after last show, my youngest puked in her bed, and we had to deal with that. And then Saturday night, my son decided to join in with the festivities. So, but thankfully, those two were the only ones that really got sick. But yeah, I'm ready for spring-like weather. Oh wait,
damn you.
Dylan, you son of a bitch.
No, we're actually forecasted for a little bit of snow in the next couple days, so I'm looking forward
God,
to some
bite
winter.
Me. Your idea of horrible weather is like our vacation. Oh my God, it's supposed to like few flakes of snow. We're shutting down the state.
It's gonna put a cramp in my style, man.
It's like those memes that people put after the earthquakes on the East Coast, where a lawn chair was tipped over. It's like
we'll never forget. Oh yeah, but other than that, I had a good week. Let's just go ahead and do it. Let's move into our feature.
Focus point.
All right. So last week, we talked about a couple things. One of them being the challenge that we put out. But first, I need to just throw this out there. If you hadn't paid attention to Facebook, I posted an article by The Verge of the president using a selfie stick. And I'm like, oh, sigh.
Thanks, Obama.
And I'm like, in the words of Phineas, it was very serendipitous because we had just got done talking about selfie sticks. And what was the first thing I see? Now the president's using one. So
now what was the context?
Know.
Why was he using a selfie stick?
I think somebody at The Verge it had to do with the president using technology and they got him to do all sorts of goofy different things, and apparently he felt it was okay to do it. But to be honest, I really didn't read the Verge article because I didn't want my to kill off the last few brain cells that I actually have. But I think I'll probably have to go back and actually read it and figure out why he was doing it. But it did catch the eye of a few people out there, and so I decided to put it on Facebook and go, oh, we're doomed.
Don't look at me. I voted Libertarian.
So I had to throw that out there. Go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/groups/ Tiny Shutter, and you can see that article. And but probably the best part of our week was we actually made good on that challenge that that we had talked about last episode. We sort of haphazardly threw out a challenge to do like selfies in history, where, you know, if you were to go into the past and you know, act as you do today by holding up your cell phone, taking a selfie, but, you know, having the some iconic pictures or paintings in the background, what would it look like? And I do have to say, we had a few people join in on that challenge, and I thought it turned out great.
I think it turned out much better than anticipated, in that we actually had participation. I had no idea it would catch on. I really thought I would have offended a lot of people for the last episode.
What were your thoughts, Matt, on it?
My thoughts are basically that everybody that participated did a better job than me.
I could tell you had a busy week.
Yeah, I guess so. I really wanted to do more than just the one that I did. You know, I know Craig is listening, and I really liked his a lot. You know,
yeah.
Put himself in the Aussie flag on the moon. so that was pretty solid.
Putting the Aussie flag was the icing on the cake. That was perfect.
And look, the American had to wear a spacesuit.
Yeah. That just goes along with what Mark's been saying about Aussies. They're just
they're invincible.
You know, they live in a place where everything can kill you, but there's, you know, obviously there's millions of Aussies, so you can't kill them.
Yeah.
You live in a world full of poison. Lack of oxygen is hardly a concern for them. And as he put in the chat channel, it's crazy hot there, and so the searing temperatures of the moon would be just, you know, it's all right. It's just a dry heat. So, well done on that one. That one, I think, oh man, it's a tough one. If I had to pick, that Craig's photo has to take the cake. And in a close second is Rob Santos with his Beatles.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. His is pretty solid as well.
With Brian Wilson there also. That was quite a touch to have.
Is that his name? Brian Williams.
Williams. Did I say Wilson? Sorry, I have baseball on the brain. Brian Williams. The whole, you know, circus around Brian Williams right now, that was actually a nice little touch to the selfie.
You know, I didn't even notice that.
One of these days. Brian Williams is going to be back on the news misremembering the time that he hung out with the Beatles outside their airplane because he saw this photo.
And then I posted in the comments, there was a picture that, that was going around. It says, rare photo of newscaster Brian Williams with President Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War. It says, Mr. Williams was shot 6 times, but single-handedly forced the surrender of General Robert E. Lee at Appomattox.
Oh, that's good.
But let's go ahead and let's see.
Well, and enough about our talented listeners. Yeah. They've already blown us out of the water. Let's just talk about us.
Yeah.
So, Joe, I really dig your, what is that, VE Day?
It was, yeah, VE Day.
And the classic, iconic shot of the sailor kissing
the nurse.
Kissing the nurse, the girl. And you're totally blocking the shot. Looking stoically at the camera, taking a photo of yourself.
I was trying to get a picture of myself in Times Square. I mean, what else can I do? And oh no, it was difficult to find one that I thought would, you know, suit me being in it. And I was thinking, oh, what's one of the most famous photographs ever? And so I saw that one. I'm like, bingo, that's it. And then I had to move it around so that you can at least see what's going on, yet it's almost completely blocked because I wanted it to emphasize the nonsense about most people taking selfies.
That was brilliant.
And then yours.
So mine, since there's no actual photographic evidence of John Wilkes, what is it, John Wilkes Booth killing Abraham Lincoln, I had to take one of the artist's rendition of the assassination of Abraham Lincoln and put myself in there as an animated, not animated, but as also an illustrated figure. So, So yeah, I think I blended it in quite nicely where we all look like sketches, where we all look like artist rendition. And,
yeah.
So my selfie was totally done by hand. And I'm throwing up the horns. And meanwhile, behind me, there's some sort of commotion going on. And it's like, dude, there's a play here.
Yeah.
Trying to listen, trying to watch.
Yeah.
Down
you're,
in front.
You're just... Yeah, you're just lucky the usher didn't come over to you and say, "Hey, no photography, no photography."
Sir, no stenciling in the auditorium.
Yeah. So, actually, I went to Ford's Theater. Was it the Christmas before?
Uh-huh. What
and
was playing?
We watched. It was A Christmas Carol. They did a rendition of the Christmas Carol. It was actually pretty good, but you know, you couldn't take pictures during the play. But it was interesting. It was pretty neat.
Mark, I want you to do a redo on this. I want you to add yourself in where it looks like you're turned looking back towards John Wilkes Booth with your finger up to your lips going, shh.
Oh my god, that would have been priceless. Now the good stuff comes out. I should have collaborated with you.
Matt, talk about yours.
Oh, there's really not a lot to say.
Oh, sure there is.
Well, no, there's not. I I thought I had ideas, and then when it came right down to it, like basically when I saw yours and I saw Mark's, I was totally intimidated and had zero ideas. And so I was away from home, but I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta get in this, you know? And I just didn't have any ideas. So I just Googled, I don't even know what I Googled, like, famous moments in history or something. Uh-huh. And I don't know how I came across this stupid painting of George Washington, but I thought, oh, it'd be fun if I could make it look like I have like my arm around him, you know, like we're both posing in the picture. So, you know, I noticed that this painting of George Washington, the painting, like shows his body like almost down to his knees. And yeah. I thought, oh my gosh, like how in the world am I going to get that perspective? I mean, it's a selfie, so I want to hold the phone. Yeah. You know, I don't want to like cheat and put it on a tripod and stuff. So I thought, oh, I know, I'll use my moment lens and get a wider shot. Well, that's all fine and good, except that the moment lens goes on the
back side,
so I can't see the screen. So I took like 1,000 pictures, right? And I also think that the lens must have been fogged. I was like too impatient to wait for it to unfog because I had it in my car, and I like went out to the car and I got it and I brought it inside, like where I was, and I think it got fogged up or whatever. So, so I'm not even really in focus. And so I'm taking all these pictures of myself and I'm trying to like hold my, right arm out, like I would have it around George Washington. And I thought, I'm pretty sure like when I edit it, and merge the pictures together, I can make it look like my hand is on my shoulder, but I couldn't get the perspective right.
Yeah.
So ultimately I just decided, well, the heck with it, you know, I'm just not going to include it. And then I just got like sick of noodling around with it. So it's the sloppiest mask that I've ever done in my entire life. It literally looks like my year and a half old son did it.
And, no, don't say that. He would have done
that. And then I also was like trying to find a way to.
You went over his head.
He didn't hear it.
No, I guess I didn't. Sorry.
Mark, I said he would have done better.
Oh, yeah. That's probably true. I was trying to find a way also, like in an app, to make my selfie look like it was done in the same style as that George Washington painting.
Yeah.
So the only app that I really have that's like a painting app is Glaze, and none of the presets in there were like that style.
I actually have the same issue, and I'll explain what I did in a minute, but go on.
Yeah, oh, hold on. Greg in the chat room says that you should have made it look like your hand was in his shirt.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Wait, can I tell you guys real quick what my alternative photo was going to be?
Sure.
If you guys did better than me, like if you guys like totally kicked my butt in what you guys were photographing and created, I would have taken your photo and just had myself be the selfie blocking your photo.
That's a good idea.
So Matt, what app did you use?
What app did I use? Let's see.
He used Glaze. He mentioned that.
Yeah. I used, I think I just used the native camera for the selfie.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think what it was is that everybody else that participated kind of beat me to the punch here as far as, you know, getting their stuff uploaded to our page. So I'm reading the apps that they're using.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh man, Union, I didn't even think to use that app. I'm going to give that a try. So I'm using apps that I don't normally use, that I'm not real familiar with, to try to do this. And I think ultimately I just ended up getting frustrated and throwing up the pile of garbage that I threw up when I probably should have just took my time, did it the way that I probably would have done it had I not read anything in it. Advance, and I probably would have done something a lot better, but I did the selfie. I used Erasure to erase all the background, and then I used Union to like merge the two pictures together. I'm not really sure why there's a sloppy mask like that. I don't know. And then I used Snapseed to alter the contrast of my selfie so that it just looked a little bit more like the painting.
Right.
But it's a total pile of crap, so it doesn't really
All right, Mark, why don't you talk about yours?
Well, the original artist rendition of Abraham Lincoln's assassination was actually not an etching at all, and that's what I have up there. It's I think it's a lithograph or you know, whatever the heck it is, but it's a it was fully in color, but since I had to alter myself, I couldn't have that. So
right.
What I did was I took a photo of myself using the native camera app, and I used a photo app that I bought from, well, I didn't even buy this, actually. It's funny that we mentioned this last week. At a Starbucks, they had this free deal to get this app called Juxtaposer. And what it would allow you to do is do something exactly like I did, where you take the top layer image and you can mask out the background. So I have a photo of myself. I take out the background and I can overlay it onto the photo on the bottom layer. And I did. And so I merged the photos, and what I had to do is put them into the similar style. And I did this by using an app called Etchings. And from there, I was able to take the artist rendition and the photo of myself and make him into the same style that would have been used back then, or at least from my point of view.
Nice.
And that's how I got the etching of the absolutely tasteless photo. But I figured since I didn't want to offend anybody last week so bad, I thought I'd just, you know what, screw it. Just go all out. And the one thing I did not realize is that when I threw the horns in the air.
Yeah.
Because the photograph was low quality, it looks like I'm making the pistol.
Oh.
I'm like, oh my God. And I noticed this like a couple days in. I'm like, oh my God, that is too soon. Too soon. So, yeah.
Well, mine, I used Photoshop Mix to cut myself out. I use the native app, and I think I didn't use the front facing camera. I used the back. So I flipped my phone around and just took a couple shots. I went with one that I liked and used Photoshop Mix to cut myself out. And what this app does is it allows you to cut out an object and then place another image behind it. And you can make it bigger, make it smaller, and be able to merge the two together. So I took the black and white photo of the sailor kissing the nurse on VE Day. And then, of course, I was in color. The only thing that I realized later is that I was in a bright orange shirt. So if you have red, orange, yellows, when it comes to black and white, it can really throw your tones and make them like either hard dark or hard light. Probably a neutral color shirt should have been, I should have worn. So what I actually had to do was after I had merged the two images, I put it into Snapseed, and I used the, oh, what's it called? The adjustment where you can pick a color in an area and make adjustments by lighting it up or making it darker. And so I ended up making it darker so that it wouldn't be that much of a difference. And then I turned it into a black and white so that it would somewhat match. And then I added with black and white some grain. So because there was a big difference between the image and me, it was grainy and I was digitally black and white. So adding the grain added some analog feel to myself. And that's how I did it.
Right on.
We will have a list of all the apps that we used on the show notes for this episode. And this little contest isn't over. I wouldn't call it so much a contest anymore as much as it's a challenge to see what you can do with your iPhone create something interesting. So if you still want to participate, go ahead and look through these different apps and see what you like and give it a try. Post it on Facebook and let us know. And we hope to see some good stuff. So, all right. Well, let's go ahead and did you guys want to say anything else about that subject?
No, I mean, I feel that I clearly won, and there's nothing really more to say.
Sure.
No, I wanted to say well done to everybody who shared the photos. They're all awesome, and just keep them coming. I think for our listeners who are contributing on both Instagram and our Facebook page, our Facebook group rather, give your suggestions as to a contest that you'd like to see us do. Give us a challenge, and we'll own up and suck it up and do it.
Yep, absolutely. All right, well, let's go ahead and move into Post Pick of the Week.
Post Pick of the Week.
All right, Mark.
Well, that was
a
pretty big pause there.
Yeah, I was like, doop doo doo. I don't hear anything. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah, Mark, this is the part where I host the show.
Yeah, this is. What was I thinking? So Mark, it is your turn.
Well, as everybody knows and has heard me completely complain about the weather here in New England, I thought it was only fitting that I pick Rob_SR as our winner this week.
That's Rob Santos that posted that selfie of the Beatles.
Awesome. But yep. I mean, that's his username on Instagram, Rob_SR. And his photo is a wonderful black and white image of him driving. He is on the road. It is clearly horrible weather outside. It's a black and white. It's totally dreary. And up far ahead, there's an AT-AT walking across the street. Yeah, for those of you who know Empire Strikes Back, you'll know it's those big four-legged metal monstrosities that are plodding ever so slowly to destroy the shield generators. And, yep. We got one of them in the photo.
It made Mark feel better.
It made me feel more connected, let's just say. Not better. I still feel pretty horrible.
Well, good job, Rob. If you want to... excuse me. If you...
You know, I used to, my former job was being in charge of the shield generators. that was my last job.
How'd that work out?
That kind of blew up on me, but.
Oh, so cheesy, but still fun.
Oh, no!
If you want your image to be featured as post pick of the week, go on to
Instagram.
That's
what I was looking for.
Go on to Instagram and hashtag your photo Tiny Shutter, and we go through and try to find an image that is either totally awesome or beautiful, or you know, something that just kind of grabs us. And in Mark's case, it gave him comfort. And we will feature it on the show and use it as our album art for the show. So, you know, just go on there and join the umpteen thousand other images that we have on that hashtag. And hopefully we'll pick yours. All right.
I have a little bit of a rant.
Oh,
go for it. I love rants.
So, I don't know about you guys, but I rather am pretty fond of photography. I don't know if this is something that that you guys share my passion. I'm speaking very obviously here.
And I'm sure why I'm on this show, to be honest with you.
We found you on the internet. So I came across this app called Kodak Professional. And here I'm thinking, you know, the description, now granted I didn't read the description fully, because when I said Kodak, when I saw Kodak film, I said, great, digital photos that I could take in the style of the old Kodak films. And Kodak makes some really great films. They unfortunately had to stop production of Kodachrome, which was an amazing film. And I thought this was the app that was going to be like, here we are bringing in the digital format age. Wasn't what I thought it would be. All it is just a list of different films and says, hey, this is what they do and this is what they look like. Now go buy some. I'm like, oh, great. Thanks, guys. Thanks for teasing me on this one. So it got me thinking, why on earth hasn't this happened yet? Why hasn't Kodak in there? I don't know, minuscule budget that they have left, that whatever shred of dignity they have left, have they not created an app to do just this? Doesn't even have to be an app. It could be on a camera. Because Fuji is in a unique position where they're about to end their Velvia film lineup.
Oh.
But here's the cool thing about that. Well, I mean, that's not cool, let's just say. That pretty much sucks, and it sucks because Velvia is a very nice film format too. But here's the thing. If you buy any of their X-Line cameras, you can photograph you could photograph in the style of the film. So you're not entirely losing Velvia. It's just going to another format. Now, you can argue whether it's, you know, it's not the same, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's pretty close, and I still enjoy it. So, in that respect, that's cool. It's not totally going away. But, come on! Why hasn't there been a proper app that will allow you to do old films? Like, there's...
What was the app that you were using before? Did that come close, or not really?
Well, here's the thing. I have no idea. I've never been able to photograph Kodachrome in its... in its purity as a film. So that's right. Something that I totally missed out, and I feel ashamed for that.
It was so darn expensive to do.
It doesn't matter. It's it, you know, just to have the experience of it. You know, I've used the other films. I've used Portra. I've used... that's the only one that really comes to mind. Portra and Ektar are the ones that I primarily use with Kodak now on my Mamiya 645 Pro. But yeah, I mean, if Fuji can do it with their, you know, take their film lineup and put it onto their, to their cameras, why can't Kodak? Why can't Ilford? You know, they make...
That would actually mean that they would actually have to do some work. I think they're just writing their name, but they're not doing anything with it.
Like, there are other apps that claim to do it. I mean, there are a ton of filters out there that will you know, you could do like these variations of it. But the one thing I can't stand is the cutesy names they give for a lot of their for the films, and it's to the point where it's like, is that actually Kodachrome or is that something else? Like, what is it trying to emulate? The one that I use primarily to simulate Kodachrome is an app called Alt Photo, and I guess it does okay. It's okay. I haven't had any complaints so far. And then I saw this other app called, let me bring this up here. It's called Analog Cam. And this is supposed to do the same thing. It's supposed to take your photos and give them a nice film finish. And to their credit, they actually use the actual names of the film, so that you have things like Polaroid, you have things like the Fuji Superia, I can't pronounce that right, the Superia film. You have their, you have Kodak.
What was the name of that app? Analog what?
Analog Cam.
Oh, Cam.
But you also have the two versions of Kodachrome, Kodachrome 25 and Kodachrome 64. But the problem is that they don't look like Kodachrome. There's no similarities between the Kodachrome that app produces and the Kodachrome that Alt Photo produces. And I've never seen anything that... I don't know. I just imagine that if Kodak actually took the time to do this, that it would be so beneficial. I mean, even if you don't make it into some iPhone app. I mean, I think it would be perfect on an iPhone app as their own dedicated camera. But if they made, like, I don't know, a preset on Lightroom or...
Right.
Or even this. How about this? The retro cameras are pretty popular. Fuji is doing extremely well with their X-Line cameras. What would be so crazy for Kodak in their last hurrah to make a camera that's a fixed rangefinder type digital camera and allow you to use their classic films?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. I'd buy it.
Yeah. maybe they sold off all their equipment and their patents to be able to do it.
Probably.
I don't know.
But all I'm saying is I really wish there would be this one glorious app to do that. Because I'm not a huge fan of filters, but I am a huge fan of old films.
Right.
I don't know. Again, it's a rant. I don't even know if I'm making sense.
Well, and you know what? There may be an app that's out there. We just don't know it. If somebody knows of an app that does it, let us know.
And again, the closest that I've seen is Alt Photo. I think that's the closest one that comes to mimicking Kodachrome. But as far as like Portra or Velvia or anything else, you know, there isn't this one app to rule them all that I've noticed, and I really wish there would be. I think it would be so perfect for the iPhone that it's just begging to happen. I mean, one can argue that Hipstamatic kind of does that already, but Hipstamatic doesn't. I mean, there isn't a one to one. Like, you can't look at one of their stupid names and make a one to one comparison to Kodachrome or right. to Portra or to Ektar or anything like that. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. It's just a rant.
That's okay. Rants, rants could lead to something.
Probably not. This is the internet.
And we're just a podcast. Yeah. Well, it, like I said, if somebody, you know, is using an app that does, and, you know, majority of what Mark is wanting, let us know. And, you know, we'll get the word out. We'll see if it's worth it and go from there.
I just wish Kodak would do it in particular. I would pay money for this. I would pay tens of dollars.
Yeah, tens of dollars.
I would pay $9.99 for a good app.
That's pushing it.
No, I would do it. I would totally do it. It would be worth it for me.
Oh, speaking of an app that, you know, that was $4.99, I think it was George in Facebook had posted about Hydra. That app. I downloaded it today and I'm going to test it out, but I think that's something I'm going to try to talk about next week. And it was $4.99, and I'm not afraid of spending $4.99 for an app, but my initial thoughts are it seems to say what it advertises, and I think it's going to be interesting.
I saw how Captain America 2 ended, and I all I can say is that app really doesn't bode well.
I've seen several like blog posts and stuff about that app this past week, and then after the post in our iPhonography page on Facebook, I decided, okay, I'm gonna get this. I need to know what this app's all about.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm sitting at my desk, and my office isn't like very brightly lit or whatever, so I thought, well, this is a perfect chance to test out, you know, a couple of the low light camera, and what was the other one I wanted to do? I forget. Anyway, I tested them out just briefly, you know, in my office, and it took a picture of like a pretty contrasty scene. So it was basically like my computer. So you had like, you know, the computer screen, which is bright, and it's sort of darker all around it or whatever. But in any case, like you said, Joe, it does seem to do what it advertises.
Yeah.
You know, it took really, really low noise photos, and I was very impressed with it. Oh, I know what else I tested out was the 2x crop mode.
Yep.
Which I have to say I was very impressed with.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was just a quick, like, sitting at my desk kind of thing. So I'm looking forward to getting it out in the wild and taking some pictures, hopefully this weekend with it.
Yeah. And it was Antonio George Ferreira who had brought it to our attention. That's a good Portuguese name right there. But yeah, I'm definitely going to dive into this one this week and put it through its paces. And I think it'll be a good subject for us to talk about for next week. So, all right. Well, do you guys have anything else you wanted to mention?
Hail Hydra.
The what? Oh, Hail Hydra. Nice. Well, I think we should wrap this thing up. Matt, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at mhoffmanphoto.
Awesome. Mark.
You can find me on Instagram. I'm that Polish photographer, and I'm also mostly Marcus on what's that other one? Twitter. And I'm trying out this experiment again. I don't know what came over me when I created this, but all right. You guys have time for another rant?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Go for it.
So, Joe, you and I were talking about the latest episode of This Week in Photo, right?
Oh, yes.
And basically the topic of conversation was, is photography art? And they went off on this stupid episode about the stupid, well-worn topic by now. And they basically, the unique thing is that they actually had a photographer come on and say, yeah, photography is not art. And blah, blah, blah happens. And to the point where it's like, okay, photography is not art unless you meet these criterias. Like, if, you know, because they had, you know, smarter photographers on the show too. And yeah. Basically say, you know, hey, you know, you never know, you know, photography isn't just about taking a photo. It's about composition, blah, blah, blah. You know, you don't know how some person went into, you know, the you know, spent 10 hours hiking just to get that perfect lighting at this particular time. It's just like, oh, in that case, it's art. Well, you know what? I've never seen an Ansel Adams photo with a backstory attached to it. All you're doing is looking at the end piece.
Yeah.
And so it got me thinking, if that's what's going to be required to consider photography art, I created an Instagram account called Crazy Backstories, where I'm going to try at least once a week. Right now, there's nothing up there. If you want to follow it, great. Knock yourself out, because there's absolutely nothing out there.
Yeah.
Hang on, let me see if I got that name right. Crazy Back Stories. Users. Crazy Backstories. Yeah, that's me. I am now following myself. So yeah, do a search for Crazy Backstories, and once a week I'm going to post a photo in there. It's going to be a photo that you've already seen, but I'm going to attach a totally stupid backstory to the photo. They will be all lies, but they're entertaining lies. And in the end, isn't that the real truth?
No, it's the about getting the seven. No. It's about
that's from the
$7 million for your image. Yeah, no, I listened to that episode all the way through, and you know, it was like, they were going hardcore, you know, it's not really. And then towards the end, they were kind of like, well, it's just left up to everybody, what everybody thinks or whatever. There's no real definition on whether it's art or not.
Here's the thing. Here's what bugs me. I don't even care that the idiot thought one way or the other. Anybody could think it's art. Anybody who thinks it's not art, that's fine. I really don't care. But here's the thing. I really don't care. And I think we've gotten to the point where, really? Is this something that we really have to talk about still? I mean, why not we just get back into the topic of, hey, is digital photography considered photography? Let's do that. Let's go. Let's dig up that dead body and beat it some more.
Yeah. And if you guys have your opinions on that, you could put it on Facebook.
No, leave it to yourself. That's where it belongs. Here's the thing. We don't. All right. No, we're not going into this. No. Now it's trying to eat me. It's trying to contaminate me and make me crap out
fanning
the same.
Fanning the flames.
Yeah, you're fanning the flames. No, it's not happening. I'm like the mighty. The mighty Australian plant that poisons everybody. I will stand fast and not fall for this one. Seriously, it's whatever somebody thinks, and it's not going to affect you one way or the other. Just leave it at that. And for this week in photo to just bring up that dead horse when. Just like 1 or 2 weeks ago, They had already talked about this very subject.
Right.
To bring it up again and just waste everyone's time, it's just stupid. And I had to say how stupid I thought it was. So,
if well anybody done. Wants to know, this is what I get when Mark's on his way home from work.
Yeah.
It's his way of letting it go.
I don't have that song because Siri won't play it for me again.
Oh,
I'll save the Siri rant for next week.
Yes.
Because there's all right. Here's a sneak peek. Siri has been lately being really cheeky with me lately. I will say, like, the way I have my parents set up in my contacts is that my dad has his cell phone number, my mom has her cell phone number, and for some reason it won't let me call my parents' home phone number my parents' house. Because if I say call my parents' house, it'll ask me for what number, even though it's clearly identified as my parents' house. So long time ago, I created a stupid name for my parents' house. I called it Camp Alpha. I thought Camp Alpha is just something that I would remember, and it would be easy enough for her to figure out. And lately, I would say, call Camp Alpha. And Siri would then say, did you mean Camp Alpha? And I said, yes, that's goddamn what I said. I said that. I said that last night. I said it the night before. Learn it. Stupid AI. I can't believe I waited for this thing when the iPhone 4.7 popped out and paid through the nose just to get it because I was excited that this thing would be good.
Yeah.
And now we are up to the 6 and she still sucks balls. I hate you, Siri. All right, end the show.
Saga,
end the show before continues. I explode.
you can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira.
You can find me in hell.
yeah. And join us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/groups/tinyshutter and join in on the conversation, post images and tell us how you did them. And, you know, also if there's any neat apps that you're using that we don't know about or haven't mentioned either, let us know because just like Antonio did, you know, he finally, you know, after the third or fourth person to say, have you seen Hydra? I actually went ahead and downloaded it and it looks good. So I think that's it. Oh, and, you know, each week we try to go live on Alpha Geek Radio. We actually had a good turnout, even though none of our chat monitors were here. We had a good turnout on Craig and Greg, and I think there was a couple other people, RJ and somebody else who had left, had joined the chat and were putting in input and cracking us up a little bit. So join us there. Go to tinyshutter.com and look for the Listen Live link where you can find the audio channel and the chat channel for the show. All right. Well, Mark, why don't you lead us out of here?
I got to find my happy place.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
All right, guys. See you next week.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.